Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've said this for literally 2 months. If I'm the Giants, I am taking Sanders at 3. I've heard from enough experts for the last year telling me how great this kid is. There are still some that still believe that whoever gets him, you are going to get a great player at that position, which the Giants sorely need. And I've also seen the experts that are out there saying he stinks, he shouldn't even be drafted in the top 3 rounds. I am laying firm with my claim that if I were the Giants, I would take the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, just with all the negativity around Shador and what I believe is going to happen, then what I want to see at this point is Abdul Carter with the third pick and then Jalen Milroe somewhere later in the draft. That's now where I'm at. Because, and I was someone who was like, they're going to draft Shador Sanders if he's there. They're going to draft if he's there. And now I've been fully convinced that that is not going to happen. And I like Cam Ward a lot more than Shador Sanders just from watching all the stuff and prepping for the draft, all the highlights and everything. It's just, you could kind of tell he's just it seems like a better player just watching him. But did you see Cam Ward's going to the Titans?
Because, I'm sure he is.
But did you see, this is the reason why. So he was asked the top 4.
Oh, the running back thing?
No, top 4 NFL wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
He was asked the top 4 NFL wide receivers. His answer, number 1, Calvin Ridley, who plays for the Titans. Number 2, Ja'Marr Chase. Okay, yeah. Number 3, Justin Jefferson. All right, yeah, makes sense. Number 4, Treylon Burks, who plays for the Titans. So he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going there. But you also don't know that if a team comes knocking and will give you 17 first-round picks to move up to number 1, I mean, things do happen. But yeah. Yes, I certainly expect him to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before this morning, if you miss anything, go out back on the free Odyssey app, or you can use the chapters function, whatever you'd like to do. I don't think that there is, at this point, there doesn't seem like there's going to be a player that either the Jets or Giants take that's going to have an impact on this season enough that's going to make them a good team.
Do you think there's a pick that's out there? I mean, you know, 3-7 is pretty high. Do you think there's a pick that will have any type of reaction, like when the Giants took Daniel Jones when they took him? Because that reaction was not good from them. Not everybody. There were some that were like, oh, you got to see this kid at Duke. He was really, most Giant fans were like, what? Do you think there's anybody out there, or do you think there's a situation that either of these two teams stay where they're at 3-7 and they draft someone that we are completely cockeyed looking at the TV screen? Like,
no.
I don't think so.
No, we won't be cockeyed looking at the TV screen. The Jets have a better chance of doing that because there would just be too many players that the Giants would be passing up on. But the Jets are going to take the best offensive lineman available at that spot. And I would be surprised if it was something else. Now, if they went tight end, okay, that wouldn't surprise me.
That's out there, yeah.
But if, you know, if they ended up taking a, you know, a defensive tackle that most people had going in the second round, you know, and they take him at 7, then I would be totally surprised. But I don't think that happens. But it's just, I think that both, I think you can get excited a certain way for the Giants. I don't think you get excited at all for what the Jets are going to do in the draft. I think damn near impossible.
If they're going to try and I hate to use the word safe, but if they're going to go the safe route and try and build this thing in the trenches, as they say, it's not a sexy and exciting draft, but it could be one that sets them up for a long time the right way. And we saw, you know, as bad as they were last year, there were times before the Foschino injury where you started to see him really play well, to where you didn't even know he was on the field because he was doing his job so well. And you get the sense that if you do that the right way, that maybe you're set up to win. I hate to say this, but maybe you're set up to start winning next year. It's not sexy, and it's not exciting, and there's no buzz around the team when you do that, but it doesn't mean it's not the right thing either.
Yeah, and I think, you know, look no further to, well, okay, you got to look at the Broncos and what they have done because Muji was there, but you also have to look at the Lions and how they built their team. And, you know, they picked two guys, and I know he was hurt last year, Hutchinson, but they picked two guys who severely, or three of them, I'll give you, and one of them wasn't even a first-round pick. But the picks of Penei Sewell, the pick of Aiden Hutchinson, and the pick of Amon-Ra St. Brown turned that franchise around just as much as anything else that they did. They also went and drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. That was more of a draft-for-need situation because they were stacked in all these other places, and that turned out to be a really good pick. I mean, he might be the best back in the NFL next year outside of Saquon Barkley. But yeah, it is.
To be fair, though, they also got very good quarterback play from a guy that when they made the move for him, I don't think anybody expected Jared Goff to play as well as he has.
Yeah, but they also had the offensive coordinator who apparently had the pixie dust. And he played better in Detroit than he ever played with Sean McVay. So we'll see. We'll see if he's the same guy. With Ben Johnson gone. But yeah, they got great quarterback. They got great offensive line play.
Yes,
there's people that'll,
for sure.
There's Giant fans out there that say, hell, if Daniel Jones got the offensive line play that Jared Goff got, maybe Daniel Jones would be as good as Jared Goff has turned out to be, which I don't necessarily believe.
Well, you don't have to necessarily believe it because we saw it. The Giants got very good offensive line play for the first 6-7 weeks of the season last year. Andrew Thomas played really well. Mm-hmm. When he went out, things fell apart, and they weren't good. When they were getting good offensive, they had games they should have won, like the Washington game for sure. But that did not translate into wins just because they got good line play like we thought would be the case.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I just, at this point, with the way things have shaken out this offseason, it feels to me that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are in impossible situations. And I like both of those guys. I really do, and I've defended both of them for a while. I mean, Joe Shane's first two drafts, terrible. His third one was really good. His fourth one could be really good. But I just, like, a season, if they do what I think they're going to do, which is draft Abdul Carter third overall, and then find a quarterback later in the draft, and then have Russell Wilson and or Jameis Winston lead them to a 6-win season, and you don't see that young quarterback at all next year, they've got no chance of sticking around.
I wouldn't think so. No.
Absolutely.
It's got to be better than 6 wins.
No chance.
And has to be.
They knew that too. And by the way, let's not forget, for everybody that's still trying to make a case that the Giants, now you think the Giants would draft Shedeur Sanders. You don't. you think they should, but you don't think they will, right?
No, I think they are.
Really?
I'm
still
standing firm on I think Shedeur Sanders is going to be the number three pick.
Well, I'll tell you that the Matthew Stafford thing and the pursuit of him and how aggressively they pursued him makes me think that they don't like Shedeur that much to take him at three.
Maybe. I've been wrong many times in my life. I'll probably be wrong again. I just go back to the amount of time they took this season from everything I've read, making trips out to watch him, the Pat Shurmur connection, the level of, or let me rephrase that, the lack of buzz surrounding this team, which they do not have and have not had for years. The fan base is bored with them. I think to me, it's twofold. You bring in someone that has a lot of promise. And again, I'm only going to go with the experts that like him because there's plenty that hate him and think he's going to stink. I think you bring in a kid that comes in with some moxie, comes in with confidence, has the proper mindset and the headspace that can handle anything that's thrown his way. And I think it all of a sudden reignites a fan base that has been dead for literally 5 years.
Yeah, and you know what, Shedeur, I've always said that I think his personality is not a problem at all, and I don't think that Deion's going to be a problem at all either. But it's funny how everybody's looking for a way to drag him down, whether it be, he's had the meetings and, he was disrespectful and didn't seem like he was into it. Did the one quarterback's coach at Deion Sanders figured out who it was and then went and talked to him. Or the, he's wearing a hood in the Kay Adams interview. Meanwhile, Travis Hunter said the thing that was the most annoying thing that either one of those guys has said that bothered me the most.
And no one says anything.
No one really cares.
Correct.
Which is, I'll quit if I don't play both ways. Like, essentially saying that. Like, I'd rather not play football than only play one way.
Which, by the way, we know would not be the case.
Right, of course. But still, I mean, that to me is worse than anything that Shedeur Sanders has said or done.
I really believe that much of the hate that he gets comes from his dad being his dad. I really do believe that.
Well, you're also flashing the watch and the driving of the Maybach.
Fine. So he's a stupid kid being stupid. Fair enough. He's also, when has he said dumb things? Yes, he has. He said many dumb things. But he's also had some really good press conferences, some really good interviews. And if you, I don't know, I like the kid. I don't know why. It's not like I sat there and watched Colorado football last year. I didn't. But I've certainly watched enough of his sessions and interviews with the media. And I don't know, he comes across as a very headstrong, confident kid that I think the Giants would benefit greatly from having.
Yeah, I don't see what I saw like from Jaden Daniels last year or his last year and winning the Heisman. I don't see what I saw with Cam Ward, who may or may not be a good quarterback. I have no problem with him coming into New York. Like the Jackson Dart thing, like Jackson Dart played at the same high school as Zach Wilson, and a guy who grew up in Utah cannot come in and be a savior of a New York team. I am sorry.
Yeah.
You could say, well, what about Phil Simms in Kentucky? Totally different. We're talking
different
about
time.
The South growing up on a farm. We're not, you cannot get farther away from New York in this country than Utah. Mm-hmm. You just can't. And then be a young kid to come over here and then get spit out into New Jersey to save one of these two franchises. It's damn near impossible.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
And the other thing, and this is maybe this is the bulk of it for me. I really and truly believe that one of the biggest, all these kids have talent. They all can throw the ball. Maybe some can throw it a little further than others. Maybe some process it a little quicker than others for sure. And that's certainly a big case. But I really do believe that if you can't handle being here, you can't play here. And we have seen it time and time and time again. Guys that have had talent that just don't handle it here well. And then, as we've seen in some situations, do. And I just think he's a kid that will be able to do it. And he will create an excitement around a team that they haven't had in a long time. And he's been a winner. And by the way, a 75% completion percentage last year in what was some are saying was a bad year now. I draft him at three. That's what I would do.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.